Welcome back to the second hour of Radio 8 Ball, the Pop Oracle on KAOS Olympia 89.3 FM. This is the divining tool, where we take your calls and answer your questions by picking CDs at random, putting them in the CD player and pressing shuffle function. And then the song which is randomly chosen is the answer to your question, like shaking an 8 ball, picking a tarot card, throwing the I Ching. Our theme music is brought to you by Double Knot Spy Car, a great lounge band out of Los Angeles, actually out of Hollywood, really. And the number here is 360-867-5267, 360-867-KAOS, for those of you calling from outside of the Olympia area. We are on every Tuesday from 6 to 8 p.m. We also have an online oracle that you can tune into all during the week at any point and ask your questions. You're at the 78 songs in the online oracle all correspond with a card from the tarot deck, so you can cross-reference with a known oracle. We also have a MySpace site where we post clips from the shows, and there's plenty of space for you to share your opinions about the show and our readings. And every Tuesday night after the show, we host our own Radio 8 Ball songwriters session at the Clipper, at the China Clipper Cafe downtown.
Chaos, you're on the air.
Oh, hey, I have a question that I would like to ask.
What is your handle?
What does that mean?
What shall we call you?
Oh, I would like to remain anonymous.
Okay, so you're just anonymous.
Or anonymity.
Okay, and anonymity.
Like
two names.
Okay. Yeah, so I'm crushing on this guy, and a few weeks ago I ran into him at what's that pizza place downtown?
Old School.
Yeah, that one. And we watched the halftime, the Super Bowl halftime show.
Mm-hmm.
And then last week I went to the Clipper, and I was hoping that he might notice me. And so my question is, I'm wondering if I should go to the Clipper tonight.
Well, we're not allowed to make calls to action, but I can definitely pick a CD and put it in the CD player.
All right.
And see if the Radio 8 Ball thinks you should come down to the Clipper tonight.
Cool.
Here comes your answer. Please stay on the line. We'll help you figure out what it means when the song is over.
Thanks.
Child in the big black school, in the big black school. Frailest, purest girl the world has seen. But your mind, but your mind. And everybody said that she knew no sin or did no wrong till she walked the streets of the big black school. Well, she slept in cabs and coffee bars and bowling alleys, and every penny she had was spent on purple hearts and cigarettes. Ah, she took all her pretty golden robes and away from home, for next door.
Are you there, Anne?
Yes.
That was The Kinks with the song Big Black Smoke from their Kink Chronicles Best Of CD. And that was the answer to your question of whether or not you should go out to the Clipper tonight. What did you think about that?
It was the Big Black Smoke?
Smoke.
I thought it was a Big Black Hole. So I was the whole time thinking Big Black Hole. That makes me feel very empty and not like I want to even go there again.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's interesting. That's what you heard. Because what you hear is important, even
yes.
sometimes more important than what it actually says.
Yes.
What about you, Tammy? What did you think?
Well, Big Black Smoke. The Clipper's definitely a smoky place.
Yes, it's a very smoky place.
Yeah.
That's what I definitely thought. It seemed to me that it was definitely saying that you were going to be going to the Clipper, into the Big Black Smoke of the of the Clipper. But it also did seem to be a cautionary tale. Like, she slept in doors and coffee shops and bowling alleys.
Yeah.
And every penny she spent went away, and then she ran away from home for a boy named Joe. So it seemed to be, I don't want to make it sound like the Clipper is a dangerous place, but the Radio 8 Ball seemed to suggest that the Clipper could be dangerous. But I personally think you should always take the risk.
Yes. Okay, cool.
So what do you think about that, Anne?
Yeah, I think that sounds like fun.
Okay.
All
cool.
Right.
Well, maybe we'll see you at the Clipper.
Yeah, maybe
in
so.
In the Big Black Smoke.
In the Big Black Smoke. All okay. right. Thank you, guys.
Thanks
Bye.
For calling.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to the Radio 8 Ball, the Pop Oracle. The number here is 867-5267-360-867-KAOS. We are a divination tool for you and yours. All you got to do is call in and ask your question, as so many callers have done tonight. And I think they've all got excellent answers, don't you?
It's been a great show so far.
Yes. So let's not stop now. There's some people asking some, what I would say, some pretty revealing questions here. This is the fifth grade teacher who put himself on the line in front of his class. They're listening. They're hoping he gets an answer that says, school's out for summer, or, you know, what, you know, Pink Floyd, we don't need no education. And we got that caller talking about the boy she was crushing on. We had someone talking about the grief they're going through. Really, 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 I'm moved by the I don't know, the bravery, the courage of some of these callers to call in and ask their personal questions on the air. And I know it's valuable, even if just as a listener, to hear people. So if you're asking a really important question for yourself, a lot of times there's something that other people can get out of it. People who might be shy to share something or might not even know that that's a question they have. So thanks a lot. Anyway, it looks like we've got another caller.
Yes, we do. Chaos, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi. What's your handle?
Steve.
Steve, could you turn down your phone, your computer? It sounds like you are getting the 7-second delay.
Yeah.
And it's going to be confusing for all of us.
There we go.
So where are you calling from, Joe?
Steve.
Huh?
Steve, sorry. Where are you calling from? I thought maybe you were the Joe from the other song. So where are you calling from?
Hayward, California.
Ah, Steve from Hayward. We've talked with you before, haven't we?
Yep. In fact, you guys talked to me right before I had my Spanish exam.
Oh, how'd that go?
Oh, let's just say I didn't do as well as I hoped.
What was the answer to your question about that?
That I should basically study really hard at the answers and make sure I wasn't a stranger to the answers.
Did you study?
I did, and I thought that I wasn't until the test was in front of me, and I was like, oh, no, I don't know this. And I think I think what I had studied was not what she had put on the test. And so I was like, that's horrible.
Yeah.
Well, let's try your luck at another one. What question do you have to ask today?
Now that I've dropped my Spanish major, I'm working on my Latin American studies major. But basically, I have to ask just, where do I go from here?
Where do you go from here?
you know, where's my direction?
Okay, well, I have picked a CD at random. I'm putting it in the CD player right now. Will you please stay on the line, and we will help you figure out what the answer means when it's over?
Sure.
Here it comes. What? So your question is, what is your path? Is that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's the answer. He's just doing his 7-second delay mm-hmm. thing.
So, wow.
So, are you there, Steve?
Yeah.
That was the Monoreels from their CD Meet the Monoreels on Tromaloom Records and the song You're 21. And I can... there were very few lyrics there, so if you had any trouble, I have the lyric sheet. I could read them to you if you like. But what did you take from that?
That was the weird thing. I was like, okay, there's so few lyrics. I was kind of like, okay. I was trying to pay attention. It was really hard to, like, understand. I'm like, okay.
Well, let me read them to you. This song was written by Peter David Connolly, a local Olympia musician. And the song is called You're 21. And here is the lyrics. I'm sure I should let you speak. I just talked myself to sleep about what I'd like to do. And just when I think of you, your love is but a fading tune. Your candle lit in one more room. You're watching 90 years roll by too soon. So, I had an idea about that, but before I chime in, do you have any take from that?
Not too deeply, no. What was your thought?
Tammy, any ideas?
I'm actually still trying to come up with something, so yeah, I'm curious to hear what you have to say, too.
Well, the song has a certain urgency about, you know, how quickly life can go by. I'm sure I should let you speak. I just talk myself to sleep. And then you wind up with a fading tune, candlelit in one more room, and you're watching 90 years roll by too soon. So it seemed to be suggesting that, you know, you should take action and not let a lot of time roll by while you sort of float, but to really, you know, if what is your path? It seems like your path is to get moving on your path, you know, and to have maybe there. I don't know. I'm just getting from you that you seem like you might be a pretty laid back guy.
Yeah.
And maybe you need a little bit more urgency in your life. Even though the song was sort of a delicate song, the lyrics had that sort of overpowering urgency of, I don't want to waste time. So maybe that's something that you should look at, is what inspires you in that way to just go out there and do it, to go after it now and not wait till next week or next month or next year or whenever, you know? What do you think about that?
Okay. So that which comes and interests me, take it as it comes and go with it.
Really go with it. Don't just take it as it comes. But I think the song is saying, really go after it. That there isn't time to waste. That you'll, you know, if you waste time, you'll wake up 90 years down the line and just think, what did I do? Why didn't I do that thing when I had the opportunity? So. That's what I think the song's saying. Radio 8 Ball is trying to tell you.
Get up and get moving. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
That's a wise oracle.
The Radio 8 Ball is some powerful magic.
Thank you, guys.
Sure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to the Radio 8 Ball, the Pop Oracle, at KAOS Olympia, 89.3 FM. The number here is 360-867-5267, 360-867-KAOS. And we have been getting calls from some of our, turning into sort of perennial listeners, people who are regular callers. We had Tom from Milwaukee and Steve from Hayward, and a lot of new local callers who hadn't called in before but seem to have been listening. So that's great. And now you can call in. We have about another just under 40 minutes left in this show. And then it'll be time for Hello Olympia. Tuesday's got a great lineup of programming in KAOS. I'm really, really psyched that we're a part of it. And
after Hello Olympia, we've got Ooh from 9 to 11 and Shrugfest after that. It is an awesome night.
Yeah. I just played a show with Paul Shrug down in Portland.
Yeah, I heard that went really well.
It went very well. And on the way down, we listened to, he had a CD of his show.
Mm-hmm.
And he plays some really interesting stuff.
Yeah.
He puts a lot of work into programming it. It's sort of the opposite of Radio 8 Ball, because we don't have to program anything. We just bring a big pile of CDs. Sometimes the artists who play on the show bring a big pile of CDs, and then we just pick them and let the universe do it. Whereas I get the sense that Paul Shrug is in there, you know, like working for 3 days before each show, figuring out exactly how the mix is going to work and the themes that come back, you know, throughout. I think that his last show had all these... I don't even know where he got them. They were.
I don't know where he gets the stuff either. But
like the soundtrack for amusement park rides in Disneyland, and like, you are now entering the Magic
the
Mountain.
Monorail.
Keep your hands in. You know. So anyway, so if you're not gonna be at the Clipper tonight, then if you're staying in, keep it tuned to KAOS, because there's great programming coming up. But nothing like Radio 8 Ball, and the time is running out on that. So. If you want to get your questions in, the number is 867-5267, 360-867-KAOS. And we're here for you. We are here for you. And if you think that I'm not talking to you personally, then you are exactly who I'm talking to. And if you think I'm talking to you personally, then maybe you should listen to some Carly Simon. You're so vain, you probably think the song is about you. It was a little, you know, I'm sorry. Yes. Anyway, I should have learned that song for the China Clipper night.
Are you playing tonight?
I don't think so. I had something worked out, and Jenny and Jenkins and I were going to do something, but she hurt her back. And
oh, that's too bad.
She won't be able to be there. I hope she'll. I guess she's not on the air tonight. So.
Okay.
Anyway, the number is 867-5267-360, 867-KAOS, and we could let Tammy ask that question she's dying to ask. That very personal, revealing question.
That's really not so personal and revealing, but...
Okay. That's what you think. We have very rich imaginations. Those of us who... You know, you have to have a rich imagination to really interpret the oracle. And that's really what this whole show is about, is to try and train you, the listener, to see the Radio 8 Ball in your own life. To whether it's the random musings of the shuffle function or just the random way that the light hits the water in your sink. And or that's that question about the wind chimes, the way that the wind chimes rattle together, that there are answers everywhere. So, what's your question, Tammy?
Actually, it had to do with... Well, we were just talking about chaos, and it has to do with my Monday morning show. And we've got a pledge drive coming up, so I was just trying to think of ways to make my show more creative. And I guess my question is, how can I make it more creative? And maybe what are some themes I can work with? Because I like working with themes.
Okay. Here's your answer.
Okay.
And... we'll be right back to interpret it. Here it comes.
Six in the morning, been up since three. I wish I had somebody to rock me to sleep. Sun won't be melting with snowy white sheets. Wish I had somebody to rock me to sleep. Rock me to sleep, rock me to sleep. I wish I had somebody to rock me to sleep. The book on the bedstand, the little TV, the drink and the ashtray. Watch over me, the long dark shadows of the sycamore tree, wave and keep me company, keep me company, company, the long dark hands of the sycamore tree. Close my eyes till the street lamps die and the traffic rumbles. Mm-hmm. Rock me to sleep, rock me to sleep. I wish I had my mother. I wish I had my father back. I wish I had my baby. I wish I had somebody to rock me to sleep.
That was Jill Sobule with her song Rock Me to Sleep from her 1999 release, Pink Pearl. And that was the answer to Tammy's question about a theme for Think Tank, her Monday morning 10 a.m. to noon show. Tammy, what did you think about that?
Well, the first lyrics kind of reminded me of my theme yesterday, which was an unrequited love, anti-Valentine thing. But also as the song went on, I don't know, I've been thinking of doing like a dreams theme, and that song kind of spoke to that, and then just songs about loneliness and really personal issues.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's what I got. How about you?
Well, I just thought it was maybe from the standpoint of your listeners. You know, it's a morning show, but that maybe rather than feeling like the need to like pep them up or rock them out, that you could rock them to sleep. And actually, because you play some, it actually made me think of your music, because you do play this sort of up-tempo rock kind of music, but it's not the kind of rock that couldn't relax you, or like there's something sort of ethereal, not even ethereal. Like I think about like the Beach Boys, this sort of open, airy sort of rock and roll that doesn't, like you don't have to bash your head against. So it seemed to be that's kind of the theme of your show already, that you are someone there to rock them to sleep, even while they're at work. So let's hope people aren't working heavy machinery.
Okay. Well, thank you.
No. Thank you.
Well, as always, I got a good answer from the Radio 8 Ball.
And now you, the listening audience, can get a good answer from the Radio 8 Ball by calling 867-5267-360-867-KAOS. We are the Pop Oracle. For the masses and for the elite, we do not draw distinctions. You are all elite masses of consciousness to us here at the Radio 8 Ball, here at Chaos 89.3 FM, where the number is, and may not always be, but will be for the time being, 360-867-5267, 360-867-KAOS. Put your hands on your radio, people, and feel the power of the Oracle. Even without the music, without the questions, the power coming through the radio right now is healing. Put your face behind your radio, right next to where the electricity comes out, and lick it. No, I'm sorry. I'm kidding. Don't do that. Just call us at 867-5267-360-867-KAOS, and then I won't have to be ranting and raving and just slinging the hoo-ha at you.
Well, I was going to say if their hands are on the radio, they can't call.
Put one hand on your radio, put another hand on your phone, and then dial with your toes. Or your nose.
Did you have any questions tonight?
Oh, I've got so many questions that my head's exploding.
Well, we don't want that to happen.
Okay.
Why don't you ask one?
Well, I've been asking lots of questions about my new job. I have a new job as the live events coordinator at the Capitol Theater. And I've spent a good part of this week making offers to musicians and their agents to musicians' agents to have their musicians, their clients, come here and play at the Capitol Theater. And we've been approaching some pretty heavy hitters. And there's one who I really shouldn't mention his name, but he is going to be doing shows in the Northwest in early April. And I am really trying to get him to play at the Capitol Theater. And if those of you who are, you know, familiar with the concert calendars, you might be aware of him coming through the area. So, but he's not currently scheduled to play in Olympia, just in Seattle and Portland. So, my question for the Radio 8 Ball is, are we going to get this very, very special artist to come play at the Capitol Theater in Olympia, Washington? If he does, it would be on April 6th. So, I'm trying to be as specific as I can without actually giving away the information that I really shouldn't give away. So, will this artist, who I really want to come here, come play for us on April 6th at the Capitol Theater? Here's the answer to my question, picked randomly from a CD that I picked randomly.
now you're hearing the sweet and swinging sound of the Zombies one more time in The Look of Love, written by Burt Bacharach.
The look of love is in your eyes, a look your heart can disguise. The look
As the announcer from the BBC said, that was The Zombies with the song The Look of Love, written by Burt Bacharach and Hal David, recorded live on the BBC in the like 1967 or 68. And that's from their The Zombies box set, which I can't remember. What is the name of it? I don't remember the name of the Zombies box set. But I took great heart from that answer, not only because it was the Zombies, a great English pop band with this artist is a great English pop artist, and not only because The Look of Love is a very sort of a positive song about connecting and having that magic happen, but also because the artist in question recently did a collaboration with Burt Bacharach, and so I am very encouraged. What do you think, Tammy?
I think that was an utterly optimistic answer.
Utterly.
Yes,
incredibly utterly. Optimistic answer. So,
and I like that beginning where they were introducing how it was written by Burt Bacharach. It reminded me of stupid Austin Powers too, with Burt Bacharach and this artist together, and Austin Powers made that announcement and.
Oh,
I don't know.
Yeah.
I just thought it was perfect.
Well, I'm just inspired. I'm ready to go out and fight to bring that artist to town. So, listen for more late breaking news about that. And now it's time for your questions on the Radio 8 Ball, where the number is 867-5267-360-867-KAOS. I really encourage you to call in and get the Oracle now, because the Oracle is giving great readings. We have had nothing but excellent, excellent readings and excellent, excellent questions all night. So
we have a caller.
Here we go.
Chaos, you're on the air.
Hey, congratulations, Andras, on your job and your great answer. And Tammy, that was a good show the other day.
Oh, thank you.
This is JB Dub.
Hey.
The JB Dub.
Really big show. Really big show coming up on the first Friday of the month. Yeah, I'm kind of blending their impressions. I got a big show coming on April 1st, actually. April Fool's show. I'm kind of like, ooh, how can I make that as foolish as I want it to be? But But really what's been burning in my mind is I just had an interview for a promotion. So I'm wondering about that, and I'm feeding the baby now, so I would really rather just hang up after I ask the question.
Okay, will you call back so we can help you,
yeah,
so you can give us your take on it?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Okay. I've picked a CD. And his question, wait, do you remember what his question, well, I'm picking the
CD. I kind of caught it, but I didn't, he's talking about a promotion.
Oh, yes.
Or the show.
Is he going to get his promotion?
Yeah.
And,
no, the show he was just kind of mentioning, it didn't have any,
right.
Okay.
So, our question for our April Fool, JB Dub, here comes your answer from a weird CD.
Some people say music, that's the ace in the hole. Just your ordinary rhythm and blues, your basic rock and roll. And you can sit on top of the beat, you can lean on the side of the beat, you can hang from the bottom of the beat, but you gotta admit that the music is sweet. Hey, Junior, I'm your ace in the hole. I'm calling you, hey, Junior. Hey, I'm your ace in the hole. I'm talking to you, hey, Junior. Hey, I'm your ace in the hole. Ho, 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 ho.
Woo!
Hey!
That's great. I really like that. Why don't you come on in? We'll listen to the playback. Joe and I have some ideas I'd like to talk to you about.
Electric piano, the Clarence is playing on the bridge. There's a beautiful thing there. I think we could have some strings in there. You know, nice, heavy kind of string section there. Textually, it'd be beautiful. I think it's worth the time and the money. Go in and book a session.
We think Clarence strings on a...
Oh, come on, tear your heart out.
See, it's not that we don't want to have our heart torn out. It's just that we're trying to make a ballsy record here. You know, and we don't want it to be lush.
I want to make a ballsy record, too. River Deep Mountain High now. That's a ballsy record, wouldn't you say? Strings in there. So we open it up texturally. Then maybe we can add saxophone on the end, on the solo, on the roll-on part.
Oh, no, you can't take out Lee Andrew's solo.
Listen, for crying out loud, he's all over the record.
No, Lee Andrew is the lead guitarist in this band.
Sure he is. This doesn't take away from Lee Andrew. I'm sure he'd love it, too. Just broaden things a little bit. You know, don't you want to try for some AM airplay on this?
You tell Lee Andrew that you're going to replace his solo with the sax.
And listen, you know, what do you think I am, just a knob turner here? I made a couple of records myself, you know. I know what I'm doing. I'm not here just to play with you. I know what I'm doing. Why don't you just listen?
But you gotta admit that the music is sweet, yeah. in on me. I'm your ace in the hole. Oh, yeah.
River deep, mountain high.
Ace in the hole. Lean on me. Don't you know me? I'm your guarantee.
Very exciting. Very. Well, we certainly accomplished what we set out to do.
I think so.
Absolutely. I want to hear it again, but I must say on first listening, it's very powerful. Happy, Jonah?
Yeah, I like a lot of it, but see, now he said that anything that we didn't like, we didn't have to keep. And I
Look,
think
this
some
is
of
the most commercial thing you've cut in a long time. It's great. Really, you should be very pleased.
Is that the way it's going to be on the final record?
Yeah, the sax solo was
hey,
really motivated.
We don't have to take it. We'll just tell Walter we don't like it.
You tell him. It's your band, your record, so you tell him.
That was a very strange little bit that you were listening to. That was taken from the movie One Trick Pony, the Paul Simon movie that he wrote and starred in 1980. That was a scene in which his band is recording a song, and the producer was played by Lou Reed, the cheesy producer who wants to put strings and saxophone on everything, and the record company guy was played by Rip Torn. And then that was Paul Simon and his band of that era, which included Tony Levin and Steve Gadd, going through, taking their record through the sort of meat grinder process of the record industry of the 1980s, of the early 1980s, which has not gotten any better, and facing down the bad production ideas of Lou Reed. The song was Ace in the Hole, which showed up on the actual record. And if you buy the actual record, you'll hear a better version of that without all the cheesy strings and backing vocalists and saxophones. So, J.B. Dubbo, you want to call back and tell us what you think about that as an answer to your question about your promotion? I have a pretty good idea about that, but why don't you call and put that baby down? Put the baby down and call us. JB?
Maybe you can give your interpretation.
What did you think, Tammy?
It was hard for me to say. I've never seen the film, so that just kind of didn't make much sense to me, although it was very entertaining. All right, but JB Dub?
Very, very entertaining.
Okay, JB, why don't you turn your radio down? So what did you think about that as far as the answer? Now, your question was about your promotion, right?
Yeah, it was about my promotion, and I caught myself going, oh, here I am being a self-promoter, and I'm a cheesy producer, too. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah, that was a lot better than she loves you, yeah, 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 there's your answer.
Mm-hmm.
A lot more textural, a lot of levels.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, because I catch myself wondering, do I really want that promotion? And I'm going to be stuck in that whole machine of that job, which is not necessarily where I want to be. But I got to go up or I got to go out. I kind of know that.
Mm-hmm. Well, it definitely seemed to be saying that, like, that's about a band that got signed and is making mm-hmm. a record and they're spending money on it, but that there's a certain kind of purgatory hell kind of thing that is there.
Yeah, yeah.
And having to deal with, you know, when you're in a higher stakes game, sometimes you have to deal with more idiots. I don't know why that is.
Yeah, be careful what you wish for.
So, that was what I was thinking, that there's, you know, there might be compromises in going for that promotion.
Yeah.
And to be prepared for that. And I would also recommend checking out the movie now.
Yeah, I've never seen it, but I've heard about it, or at least knew it existed.
It's one of my favorite rock and roll movies because it's a it's about sort of Paul Simon writing as if he had only had one hit, like in the 60s, and then was trying to rekindle his career. And it has some great acts in it. The B-52s, before they were signed, his band is opening for them in a show in New York. And then there's he plays on a 60s retrospective show with Sam and Dave and Tiny Tim. That's pretty funny, too. And so I'd recommend it. One Trick Pony.
Okay? All right, thanks.
Well, good luck with the promotion, however that goes, and good luck with your April Fool's Day show, the first Friday in April.
Yep.
Right on.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Chaos, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello. What's your handle?
TK.
TK.
Yeah.
Okay, TK, what is your question for the Radio 8 Ball?
We want to know if we should buy a new house.
Okay. Should you buy a new house?
Yes.
And fumbling around in the CD. You hear that?
Sorry?
Can you hear the CDs shuffling?
Nope.
Okay. I got a CD here. Again, this is one of these CDs that seems to always show up on the Radio 8 Ball.
Interesting.
And I'm glad because it's good music. So here comes your answer. Please stay on the line, TK, and we will, when the song is over, we'll come back and help you figure out what it means.
Okay.
Here Thanks. It comes.
Money tree. gonna have to pay the toll. So get on your knees. Yeah, baby, get on your knees.
That was The Kinetics from the Bay Area, featuring Bart Davenport as the songwriter and vocalist on that song. And that was The Money Tree. Are you there, TK?
I'm here.
And what do you think about that?
I think it probably means, the money tree probably means it's a good house. And that, you know, like, it might be worth some money someday.
That's what I think. And it had that line about bless this house and all your children lying underneath the money tree.
Yes, and I repeat that several times.
So I definitely thought that that was an optimistic go for it, go for the house kind of answer. What do you think, Tammy?
Oh, absolutely. There was also a line in there about a secret room.
Yeah, come into the secret room.
Mm-hmm. Well, that freaks me out, though.
Why is that?
I don't want any secret rooms.
But is that the secret room where everyone is free?
Oh.
Come into the secret room where everyone is free.
Oh.
Bless this house and all your children lying underneath the money tree.
Yeah, so it might have a secret room.
Yeah.
Got it. All right. Well, thanks very much.
Sure. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. And that brings to a close yet another edition of Radio 8 Ball here on Chaos Olympia 89.3 FM. Do you have anything you want to say finally?
Well, just thanks everybody for your great questions tonight.
Yeah, thank you very much. The call, your calls make all the difference. And as always, you can check out the Radio 8 Ball online at radio8ball.com or check out our MySpace site at www.myspace.com/radio8ball. And of course, we will be hosting the Radio 8 Ball songwriter session at the Clipper tonight, and that's free after 10 p.m. and featuring some of the best singer-songwriters in Olympia. And that tonight is the Valentine's Day theme night, where we play songs by couples that broke up. And if you aren't coming out to the Clipper, please stay tuned to more Chaos programming. It's a great Tuesday night of music and merriment about to come. So stay tuned for Hello Olympia, and see you next week.